There's so many ways that you could spend your morning, but you have committed to be here to faithfully participate and study and learn God's word. And in doing so, your life will be changed. As we sit before the Lord and we take in his truth, then he is faithful to make us more like his son. And so I am so excited to just hear stories and see how the Lord works in each one of you this year. I want to tell you just a little bit about what we do. I know there's a lot of you who are brand new. And so I'm going to just kind of give you a little overview of what Bible study is. What we do here is it's a threefold approach to studying God's word. So the first piece of it is you as an individual going home, sitting before the Lord, praying and asking him, what do you want to teach me, God? Opening his word and answering the questions. You'll get your book when you go to your small group. You'll just, the book will guide you through just looking at some verses, and it'll ask you questions about what does it say and how might you apply that to your life. So as you wrestle with God's word on your own, the Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you to new truths. So that's the first piece of what we do. And I encourage you, as you are looking at your week and you're looking at the lesson for the week, to not just, we don't have it broken up into days, like do this day one, do this day two. But I encourage you to do it throughout the whole week and not just wait until the last minute to do it, because you can kind of think of it like the difference in a slow, steady rain on a garden or on your lawn, rather than a flash flood. Because if there's a slow, steady rain, that water will seep deep into the roots and will really nourish and cause that grass to grow and turn green and flourish. And if it's a flash flood, you know, a lot of that water will just roll right off. So I encourage you to take the time to just sit before the Lord and think deeply and pray every day. Just take a question or two in chunks. And then throughout the week, the truth of God's word will be able to slowly sink deeply into your heart and into your mind, and you'll be changed because of it. So this week, you'll get the book when you go to your small group. And so when you come back next week, you'll have lesson one completed. And you'll come in here, and at 10:30, we will start our teaching time. We won't start with worship each time, so we don't think you're going to buy some time and come in just for the teaching. We'll start teaching at 10:30, and with the parking and just the number of people we have, I really encourage you to shoot for getting here by 10:15. We'll have coffee and snacks, and you can make yourself at home and take a deep breath when you get here. So we have an amazing rotation of teachers that will work through with you that passage that you have just spent time studying over the week, and they will bring it to life and help you see even more how God's word can be relevant to your life and applicable and penetrate your heart and change your life. And so we'll have the teaching time in here for about 30 minutes, and then we'll split up and go to small groups. We've got an amazing set of small group leaders who are faithful, and they will lovingly and kindly just guide the conversation in the group, and you all will be able to learn from each other as you hear what one person learned as they were studying God's word that week. Then that may be exactly the truth God had for you as you sit and listen and you are encouraged by the others in your small group. And it may be that what you learned, you may not think it's that profound, but what you say in your small group may be exactly what God intended for you to teach the person that's sitting next to you in your small group. So your participation in small group, your attendance matters. It matters that you are here because it's an encouragement to your whole group. When you're here and you're in, you know, just diving into the conversation and helping to increase the enthusiasm and the joy that comes with studying God's word and being blessed by that. In our, throughout the summer, We have prayed diligently, first of all, that all of you would be here. And I look out and I see this full room and I'm just praising the Lord that he has answered that prayer. We are a group of, you know, mixed ages. We've got young ones, we've got more mature, wise ones, and it's just so fun. I oftentimes will have women call me. The younger women will call me and or email me, and they'll say, can you set me up with a mentor? And I say, well, you know, instead of me doing that, why don't you just come to Women's Bible Study? Women's Bible Study, there are the most amazing women there, and you will just be so blessed as you rub shoulders with them, and you'll be in a group, a small group of women who, there will be people in there who are a step ahead of you, either in their faith or in their age, and come and rub shoulders with them, develop relationships. And so I encourage you the same thing, because we've got mixed ages in our groups, which is such a blessing, because if you are one of the women who are on the older side in your group, I encourage you to, just like Titus 2 tells us to do, to just by your experience and by your wisdom, you have so much to share. So take the opportunity to get to know the younger women in there and share your experience and your opportunity. Know that you are valuable in that group. And if you're the younger ones, think about how much you can learn from those who are a step ahead of you that are in your group, and take advantage of those relationships as well. Learn from the women you're in the group with. And so, you know, you may walk in your group today and think, when you first initially walk in, you think, I don't really think I have much in common with those people. Take advantage of the time, because God has placed you in that group. We have prayed diligently. And so, we not only have older and younger, we have all stages and just real diverse group in here. And we've got women who are Watermark members and have been for years and years and have been studying God's word for a long time. We've got women who this is the first time that they've ever walked into a church. They bought a Bible this week to come to this study. We've got women in here who came in discouraged and frustrated and just out of sorts, and they're struggling. And we've got women who are on cloud nine because everything at this moment in life is going well. So just know that we just are a diverse group. We've got over 40 different home churches represented in this room right now. That's amazing, different churches. And so wherever you are, I want you to know you are welcome. This is going to be a place that you will develop deep friendships, and the Lord will encourage you and grow you, and you're going to love it. And we're just so thrilled that you're here. But be prepared. We have an enemy out there who, if anything's going to go wrong in your life, it's going to go wrong on a Wednesday morning. And so we know that there will be struggles, because the fact that you're here means you're going to be growing and learning, and he doesn't want that. So he's going to try to thwart it. So I encourage you to persevere and be here, because your attendance matters. Like I said, your participation in small group is an encouragement to those around you. So this year, as you know, we're going to be studying 1 Corinthians. And 1 Corinthians is a book written by the Apostle Paul to a church that he planted in Corinth. And it was a church that, it was a group of believers. It's written to believers. But after Paul planted this church and he left, he heard that this church, the people here, were not, they were living just like the culture. Their culture was much like our culture in Dallas, Texas today. And y'all will learn about that as you study this week. But they, even though they knew the truth about who Jesus is, they weren't allowing that truth to change the way they live. Their beliefs weren't affecting their behavior. And that's our theme this year. We are going to learn as we study 1 Corinthians that what we believe, what God's word says, should affect our behavior. And it's not just the things that we do, not just our actions, but the way that we think, our attitudes, our responses, everything about us should be changed because of the truth about Jesus Christ. Our belief affects our behavior. I clearly remember the first time that I really realized how much what I was believing affected my behavior in a negative way. When I first got married, way back in 1990, we're celebrating 28 years now, thankfully, but the first year of marriage for us was a real challenge. There were lots of reasons for a lot of conflict that my husband and I had, and we were just fighting all the time. And my belief, I realized later, my belief was that I didn't have a choice in how I responded to him. If he would, lash out at me, I believed that I didn't have any choice. Because I felt like it, I needed to respond in unkindness to him. But at the same time, I was in a Bible study much like this, and we were studying the book of Romans. And in Romans 6, 7, and 8, I really was learning for the first time, although I had been a believer for years and years, but I learned for the first time that because of Christ's death on the cross that paid for my sins, when I believed what Christ had done for me, that he was resurrected and he lives at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and he indwells me through his Holy Spirit when I believe in that. Because I was a believer and had the Spirit of Christ living within me, I had the power to refuse to do what my flesh was telling me to do. That I didn't have to do what I felt like doing. I didn't have to respond in unkindness. I didn't have to respond in impatience or unforgiveness. But because Christ's Spirit lives in me, I was able to live in a way that he called me to live. And I vividly remember looking at these words in Romans, thinking, I can't do this, knowing that I can't do it on my own. And I had to come to the point where I made the decision, do I believe what God's word says is true? And if I do, then I've got to yield to that Spirit that's alive in me to live in a way that he's calling me to live. And so I tried it out. It's like, Lord, I can't do this. But your word tells me that through your Spirit, you can live in this way through me. And so slowly but surely, as I started yielding to the Spirit, I was able to really live out what I believed. That was the first time my belief really, I really allowed my belief to affect my behavior. And I'd love to stand up here and tell you that everything's changed since then. Thankfully, we have been married 28 years, and we rarely fight anymore. But I still have to fight the urge to think life's all about me or my way is the best way. When I'm thinking those things, it affects my behavior. And so I have to daily wake up and ask myself, what do I believe and how will that affect my behavior today? So I'm just praying through this year that each one of us in this room, as we are presented with God's truth, that he will speak to us. He will remind us of what's true. And as he does, then our behavior, our attitudes, our thoughts, our responses will change and become more like him. So pray with me real quick. We'll just pray for all of us that we would do that. And then I've got a couple of announcements. So Heavenly Father, thank you for each woman in this room. Thank you for the many, many hands who have prepared diligently to make this day happen. Thank you that you got each one of these women and their children here safely. And I pray that this morning we would just begin a new journey and a new commitment and dedication to sit still before you, Lord, and to look and see what your word says is true. Lord, I pray that you would help us to believe what your word says, and that in doing so, that our behavior and our attitudes and our actions, our character would be changed by you and transformed into a person that looks more like Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you love us and you draw us near. I pray for each one of these small groups that as they meet each other right now, that they would quickly become just well-connected and have deep friendships and authentic and transparent relationships. Thank you, Lord, that we can gather here today and learn more about you. In the name and the saving and strong name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.